Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Candy. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Candy. This is Linda Reynolds. And I found out that I got a package of 4 bottles of your vitamins. And I think my husband meant to do 1, and he did 4 bottles when he ordered them.
What can I get a zip code to pull up an account for you, ma'am?
It is 32712. So he wanted to try 1 bottle, and he made a mistake. So is it's $194.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand. Now, Ms. Reynolds, can I get you to verify your shipping address for security purposes?
It is 2839 Breezy Meadow Road, Apopka, Florida.
Okay. So I do see that you called in to cancel, and
yeah, I didn't want any more, and I didn't even know that these were actually ordered. And then I did find out that my husband ordered them. He meant to order 1. I guess there's another button you can push. And so now I've got the package, and I don't mind him trying them. But, you know, there's no way he meant to try. He wanted to try 1 bottle first.
Yes, ma'am. Now, I do see that you were told to call in when you get the product so that you can have an RMA to return them.
Well, how much is that going to cost me?
To return them?
Yes.
Shipping?
I guess to get my credit, and do you charge for sending these back? I'm sure.
Ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't hear what you said.
Okay. Yeah, just trying to figure out, do you charge for me to send these back? And if so, how much?
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. Okay, so to send them all back, we don't charge you. The only thing that you might have to pay would be shipping with the USPS.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, but I will put in an RMA. I will be able to issue you an RMA number so that you can, when you receive the packages, that you can get that refund.
Okay, and I just take it to the nearest post office?
Yes, ma'am. Give me just a moment, okay?
Okay. Is this going to be an email?
what, the
refund? The number I use? No,
oh, the RMA number? No, ma'am. Give me just a moment, okay?
Okay. Okay.
I'm still here, ma'am. I'm just seeing what I can do for you, okay?
Okay.
How's your day going, ma'am?
It's going good. How's yours?
Oh, it's just fine.
Yeah, it's just stressful right now. All these people upset about everything, you know, in the world.
Yeah. Let's see.
I know I did. He did want to try one, but I just think it's probably too complicated to figure out how to do that. So I was just going to send them all back.
All right. You accept holidays?
Well, I don't think so, because my sister's son just passed away, and then she's going to have a funeral, and I'm like, wow, I hate it. You know, it was very upsetting that he passed away, but do you go to a funeral now with all this virus?
No, I do completely understand.
I mean, I could die, or I could give it to my son. He could die. You know, I'm like, what's the responsible thing to do?
Well, I feel like, because, you know, she is close and everything,
yeah.
I would probably go, but I would make sure to take the most, you know, the safest precautions. I mean, I would probably not bring children or anything. Keep
and
my distance.
Make sure I work. Yeah.
Yeah. Make sure you have your mask on.
Yeah.
You keep your distance. You keep everything sanitized just in case you touch anything. Because I do feel like if there is going to be a funeral, there would be, changes to, you know, you're not going to be sitting as close, you know, not as many people, because, you know, naturally I'm not the only one who thinks, hey, let's not add kids to the funeral, you know. Stuff like
that.
So I feel like it would be, you know, the seats would be separate, you know, the line to go and see the body and everything, to say your last goodbyes and everything would be, you know, there would be more spaced out so that everyone can have their own personal time.
Yeah, that makes sense, because I don't want to break her heart, but I didn't want to, in fact, take a chance on getting somebody else sick, but, you know, you do. Yeah, I'm
going to
go. You help me a lot.
Yes, ma'am. And, you know, the only reason I feel that way is because, and I know this is a bit personal, but the last funeral I was at was my grandmother's funeral. This was long before anything happened, but I was supposed to be in the funeral, but I didn't even get to go inside. So I wasn't able to say those goodbyes like everyone else did. And I understand that, you know, your natural thought is like, oh, yeah, you know, I wouldn't want to break her heart. I wouldn't want her to feel like, you know, you don't value her so to be able to say your last goodbyes. But to be honest with you, I feel like it would definitely hurt you more in the grand scheme.
Yeah, it was really very difficult to have been sitting here stressing out about that, because it's bad enough that he died unexpectedly.
Yes, ma'am.
And my poor sister, you know, and I don't want to just use COVID as an excuse not to go, you know what I mean?
No, I completely understand.
You help me. Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm going to wear my mask. Because you still go to the grocery store.
It's
silly not to go.
Well, I wouldn't say silly, because some people
news.
Don't even get to go to the grocery store. Some people are so completely afraid, honestly, that they order everything online. Like, I didn't even know there was a thing that you could do. But apparently, you can order your food online and have someone drive it to your house. Like, what? Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I think Whole Foods does it and others, but my daughter-in-law was doing it, and then she let it sit outside for some time.
Right,
and then
and
they'd
all of
wipe
the food.
Everything. Then they'd wipe everything down. I never did wipe everything down.
Well, and that's the good thing about it too, as well, because if you go to the grocery store, like me personally, I keep hand sanitizer. Like, I have one attached to my keys, so anywhere that I go, I have one.
Yeah.
I have one in my purse. Just in case, I leave my keys somewhere, like if I'm in the house and I'm going with someone, then I will always have that in my bag, and I keep sanitizing wipes in my car, for just in case I do go to the store, because yeah, they have the wipes for the carts and everything, but the food, like when you go into the store, they're like, oh yeah, COVID, think about this, you go into the store, you're like, oh yeah, I need this Coke, right? You go, you get the Coke, you pick it up, you put it in the cart.
Exactly.
You know how many people may have touched that exact same Coke?
Well, I'm bad about reading ingredients, and I caught myself picking up and looking and then putting it back, and I'm like, that's really stupid.
That's crazy. And this the part that people don't understand. That's the part, being safe, that people forget sometimes. I want you to understand that I'm trying to get you that RMA number for my reason. I can't seem to get it pulled up, so I'm trying to see if there's another way I can go about this. So I'm not trying to talk your ear off. I just want to see what my options are.
But you helped me a lot, because really I'm so confused. I was confused, you know, when I got the found out, and now then I was like, oh, I'm just not going to go because I can't take a chance on infecting my family, more my family, you know, as cautious as they are. But just be careful.
Right.
And
what I do know is that, you know, it's hard to be, you know, around family and friends and not hug and everything. But, you know, just being in the presence of people who, you know, feel, you know, how you feel, and, you know, showing support and feeling that support and that love is all necessary, because you're all grieving, you know, we're all grieving something. And right now it just happens to be a person, and, you know, it sounds cheesy, but it is the thought that counts. It is, you know, being around people who are like-minded, who can understand your, you know, your pain and your struggle, especially during these times. The worst thing that we can do this year is end it off, you know, with regret.
Yeah. And I would, and she may hold, you know, I don't want any roadblocks between our relationship, and she might really take it very personally if I didn't come. I don't know.
Well, I feel like, I don't know. I don't think she would take it as personally, because, you know, it is in the times that we're in now, it's very understandable, and I do understand it.
I'd regret it more, right?
Yes, ma'am. And that, honestly, you know, sure, because I feel like, you know, right now it's not like she doesn't get it. I mean, she's floating around up there somewhere, so.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is what I can do for you, ma'am, okay? I know that we were supposed to do an RMA so that they could know when your product was received, but this is what we can also do. You can go ahead and send it out and get the tracking number. Like, you personally make sure that you have the tracking number so that you can track it, and then you will call us and call back to us. You'll call back to us when it is tracked, and you'll be able to give us that tracking number as well, so that we can see that it was delivered. Because I work for a third party call center, so we're not going to be there when the product is delivered. So you'll just call us, and we'll go ahead and issue that refund. Okay.
So I'll just call you back at the same number, and I ship it to Green, what is it, Abe?
Yes, ma'am. And do you have the address?
I think it's Post Office Box. Is it LOX?
Okay, give me just a moment, okay?
Because it's kind of printed in the, it's not to the, I don't know if it's you.
No, I completely understand. Okay, so it's going to be, you're going to send it to Green Ape CBD. Okay, so that's going to be the name. It's going to be P.O. Box 15-3201-1447. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
And that's in Tampa, Florida, zip code 33684.
Okay, yeah, it is the same thing on the package. It's just a couple of things I could read real good.
Yes, ma'am. And give me a moment while I get this all notated so that, you know, when you do call back, everyone will know what to do, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'm just ready for 2021 to just tap me on my shoulder.
Oh, my gosh. And
give me
and
a big old hug.
Are they with you in town?
Ma'am?
Are your children there with you?
Oh, I have small children.
Yeah.
Yes,
well,
ma'am.
It's really weird because I got grandkids and we haven't hugged since March.
Yeah, that's my blessing that I'm young and my children are young.
Yeah.
So I get to touch them a lot. Now, I don't get to see any of my other family because they're in a different city. So sometimes I'll visit my sister. I've been swapping sisters to babysit while I work, and so I had to pay for their COVID testing before I drive to a whole other city just to bring them up to stay with us because, you know, I work. Now, since I work from home now, but my husband doesn't, he's had to take like 8 to 10 COVID tests in the past 5 months because he does have to go out of town to do certain things for work. So that's been kind of hectic.
Oh, boy, yeah. It's a mess, really. And I'm sure it's going to get better now.
Yes, has to.
Yeah. Everybody's getting wore down and stressed out now. Well, it's because they say we're all in the whole U.S., 50 states are in terrible COVID shape right now.
Right.
The count is, you know, and I'm like freaking out, you know. I'm trying not to, but I kind of am.
Oh, but I do want to go ahead and let you know I got everything notated, so I did let them know that I told you to ship that back and to keep the tracking number because
I'll call you back with it.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Because people don't know, but tracking number is important. The beautiful thing about tracking is that anyone can track anything from anywhere. Just copy and paste that thing into Google, and it'll tell you when things get like that. And I offer tracking numbers to customers often. They're like, oh, yeah, I haven't received my package. I want to know. Like, don't worry. Let me give you this tracking number because you calling in to talk to me is going to upset you. It'll be a lot easier if I just give you this number so they call you when your package comes because I do understand that it is upsetting for you to continuously call in to see what's going on or, you know, have to worry about, you know, when this is going to happen when you can just simply see it, you know? So that's
the tracking is wonderful.
Yes, ma'am. Now, the number, it's a doozy because they're always so long, but
it's not.
Yeah. But Ms. Reynolds, I do have you all set up. So you make sure you send that back and have that tracking number ready and so that you can call in and you can give it to us. We can see that it has been delivered, and then we'll go ahead and issue that refund, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. So thank you for calling in the customer service. And my name is Candy. You enjoy the rest of that day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.